Good morning.
Good morning, Richard. How are you doing today?
Okay, how are you?
Doing great, man. This is Evan from Local Splash calling you for your scheduled client interview.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. I have Nikki here with me. She's going to be conducting your whole interview. She's going to take great care of you. I'm going to go ahead and let her take it away. Again, welcome to Local Splash. I hope both of you have a great day. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Evan. Hello, Richard?
Yes.
Hi, this is Nikki calling from Local Splash. Seems like you're doing good today.
Okay.
Yes. So we do have a client interview scheduled for you, and this call will take about 30 to 40 minutes. This is the best time for you?
Yeah, we're good.
All right. I have it here. All right. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, I wanted to thank you for choosing Local Splash. The purpose of our call is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. Okay? So first, I will be, have it here. Okay. So first, I will be verifying your business information. Second, I will be discussing relevant keywords of services you provide. And lastly, I will be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification process, and we will be discussing the next steps, okay?
Okay.
All right. And, Richard, if you do have any questions, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I wanted to make sure that we will set up your account here perfectly with me, okay? All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I see that you already set up the security question and you're done with signing the terms and conditions with Yvonne. So let's go ahead and check everything that we have here is correct. So I'm going to verify all the business information. If you hear anything that is incorrect, please let me know so I can make the necessary changes, okay? So
okay.
We have here, your business name is called Right Way Property Service Corporation.
Correct.
And the address I have on here is 47 Echo Avenue, Unit 461 Miller Place, New York, 11764.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And is this a home address or an office location?
It's the office.
Mm-hmm. Office location. And are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes.
All right. And can you please provide me your business license number and the expiration date, please?
He didn't ask. He didn't say you're going to be asking for any of this information.
Oh, I'm sorry. If you will not be able to check it right now, that's okay. You can actually email it to us if you have time.
All right, yeah, let's do that because I don't have it handy right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's okay. And Google heavily favors business that show the address online, and these can directly improve your rankings. Would you be willing to share your address online?
Sure.
All right. Let me have it here. Okay. And can you receive mail at this address?
Yes.
All right. And the phone number your clients will call you is going to be the 631-678-8800.
No, 631-495-3252.
Okay, got it here. It's 631-495-3252. Well, unless you opt in for our call tracking feature. So our call tracking feature, Richard, is something that comes included in a package. It's what we call the call tracking number. So this is a Google-endorsed product that follows and exceeds all Google guidelines. It allows you to track and manage all the calls coming in from our marketing campaign. So what we do is we create another number with a local area code and post it online. So with a call tracking number, you will know exactly how many calls your online marketing campaigns have delivered. You will then be able to see and play back all those calls afterward so that you can review your prospects and listen again for anything that you might have missed. And the good thing about this is this will filter out most types of scam calls or telemarketers. And all the calls are still going directly to your number ending in 3252. So would you like us to create one at no additional cost?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Anyway,
so we're going...
Any way of it getting to be the same number as the letters of my business name? Right?
Yeah, we are actually going to create a different number for you with a local area code, but all the calls will still be going directly to your number ending in 3252.
Okay. I guess you didn't understand
right.
what I...
Mm-hmm. Oh, so did we make it clear?
No, what I was asking you, the number that you create, is it possible to create a number that translates into the letters of my name, right way?
For that one, Richard, I'll see if my team can create that. I will have my team call you with regards to the call tracking number set up, and let's see if the number that you requested, they can do it, okay?
Oh, thank you.
All right. Got it here. So with the call tracking number, we are going to place it everywhere online, including the most important websites like Facebook and Google. So we ask you to please not remove it. If you need to do so, let us know beforehand so we can keep everything consistent for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let me have it here. I just wanted to make sure that this is also your email address. That would be rightway.service@yahoo.com.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's talk about your business website. Do you have a business website already?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So this is the one, the rightwaypropertyservicecorp.com.
Correct.
Try to pull it here. Okay. So would you like us to promote your website as is, or do you want us to create a new design?
Well, is the new design incorporated in the cost, or is there an extra charge for that?
There's no extra charge for this.
There is an extra charge?
No. There's no extra charge if you want us to go ahead and create a new design for you.
Yeah, you can create a new design.
All right. Let me have it here. Let's see. So this web, the domain name that you provided me, you've already purchased this. Is this correct or not yet?
I've already purchased it, yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that this is spelled correctly. Is it the RITEWAY PropertyServiceCorp.com?
Yes.
Okay. I was actually trying to pull it up here. Okay. And for us to be able to create your new design, can you please provide me your username and password of your website?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Let me get you that. The user is the email address, rightway.service@yahoo.com, and the password is rightwayserve1.
Rightwayserve1?
Right.
Okay. Is it all in lower cases?
Capital R.
Mm-hmm. That's capital R. And the number one, is it numerical? It's the number one?
Correct, yes.
Okay. So we have RightWayServe1, and the username is the email address, the rightway.service@yahoo.com.
Correct.
All right. Mm-hmm. We have it here. And do you remember where did you purchase your domain name?
Web.com.
Web.com. Okay. We have here.
It was either web.com or GoDaddy. I remember having it originally with GoDaddy, but now I have mm-hmm. something from web.com, so it's either or.
Okay. I was actually trying to pull it up here. If I can see what register your domain name is already associated to, but it's not really pulling up. Let's see. Because, you know, we can also... And I also tried to pull up your website, and it's not available. It says that it can't be reached. And actually, Richard, we can also have a domain name for you with no additional cost. We can also create a new domain for you with no additional cost.
All right, just bear with me 1 second. Let me see something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can't pull it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's web.com. They're actually, I'm very upset, and that's part of the reason that I'm going with you guys. They ripped me off so much money. It's ridiculous. They charged me $300 for one thing, and then another $100 for something else, and then $37 a month for a third thing. I don't know what it is, and I don't have any. Let me just see if I can pull up my website myself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This sounds awful. So tell me if ever you'd be able to pull up your website. So I wanted to check that I got here your right domain name, okay?
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. if this website is not yet available, I can always offer you to create a new domain name, okay?
Great. And I apologize if I'm ill prepared because Evan didn't tell me you were going to ask me things like, you know, my business number.
Yeah, I apologize also. I just wanted also to make sure that we will set up your account right here with me perfectly with Local Slash. So as long as the information that I'm going to ask, this will be a great way for you to market. Okay? So, but if
when
ever...
When I gave you my website address, did I say Right Way Property Service Corp? Or just
yes,
Right Way Property
Service? It's rightwaypropertyserviceCorp.com. So I'm trying to pull it up here, and it's really not available.
It's not. It's rightwaypropertyservice.com.
Okay. So there's no corp in it. Let me see. All right, so it's already pulling up. Is this the one, like, with a man, with a picture of a man standing beside? 3252, okay. So this is the one. I see your phone number
mm-hmm.
on the website. Okay. So, yes, it's under register.com. So I was able to pull it up. So you provided me here your username and the password. So we will be able to... get into your website and create a new design for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me have it here. Let me just put this one real quick. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good. And also, Richard, would you like to have a professional custom voice recording to introduce your business? Well, having a professional customer greeting is essential to showing your prospects that you are a trusted and branded business. But we do have a one-time cost of $19 to this, and you will be able to make any changes or updates to it as needed. Is this something that you'd be interested?
I'd like to see what a sample would be like. I don't know what you
yes,
mean. Yes,
of course. So the message goes like this. Hi, thank you for calling RightwayPropertyService.com, Rightway Property Service Corporation. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment recharge will let you choose if you want to have a female voice artist or a male voice artist to record the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded by our voice artist, we can also do it for you. Is this something that you'd be interested?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. So let me have it here. All right. And also, have you heard of Google Workspace?
No.
Okay. Let me have it here. So Google Workspace is a Google product for emails, documents, and calendars. So with your website domain, with rightwaypropertyservice.com and with Google Workspace, you actually get email that matches your domain for instant credibility. It will also be a great step towards branding your company. Also, Richard, you will receive enough cloud storage to store invoices or photos of past work with a click of a button on any device that you have. Well, Google Workspace also offers enhanced data security for your protection and the ability to easily work with your team by sharing a job and documents for easier and more efficient connections. It also has an integrated calendar. But for this one, Richard, we do have a starting price of $99 per activation and a $19 per month thereafter. Are you interested with this?
No.
Okay, that's okay. So let's go over with keywords. So keywords are the services that consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. So I see here that you actually provide landscaping services. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what is your main service? Like, what would you like for your potential customers to find you for?
I would like is aeration.
Mm-hmm. Aeration?
Yeah, lawn aeration. There is a whole bunch of different keywords. I don't know how they set up. You know, aeration, fertilizing, mm-hmm. weed control, mosquito service.
Mosquito service, let me see. Okay, so you do, but what is your main service that you would want it to be found? Is it going to be the landscaping services?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So no worries, I actually did a little research with the keywords that I think would work for you. So I'm going to go ahead here and read the keywords. Tell me if this is something that you want to add. Okay, so we have here landscaping services as your first keyword to be found. Landscaping, we also have lawn care services, lawn maintenance, landscape maintenance, tree trimming, gardening service. We also have paver installation, artificial
nope.
turf. Okay,
nope.
So we'll take out paver.
Yeah, take out paver, take out artificial turf.
Okay. How about fence services?
No.
Okay. So let's take it out also. How about landscape designer?
No.
Okay. Taking it out. And do you do tree planting and hardscaping?
Yes.
Okay. And we have here landscaper designer, correct?
No.
Oh, yeah. Taking this one out. So we are adding the ones that you've mentioned, the lawn aeration, fertilizing, weed control, and mosquito service.
And top dressing.
Mm-hmm. Top dressing.
Right.
All right. Any other keywords?
Complete lawn renovations.
Complete lawn renovation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Want to add more?
Mulch, topsoil.
mulch topsoil?
Yeah.
All right.
Poison ivy service. That's very big for me. Poison ivy service.
Poison ivy service?
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So I will be emailing you. I will send you an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any other keywords, or if you want to add any other keywords, please reply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. So if ever there's other keywords that you you didn't provide me right now on the call, we can always make some proper adjustments by you replying to my email.
Okay.
All right. Let me have it here. And the next part of the interview is just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea of how we are going to market you online. So my first question for you, Richard, is there anything unique about your business? Like, what is your business uniqueness?
I don't know what you mean by unique. I mean, we are unique in terms of we specialize in healthy lawns.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Specialize in healthy lawns. And do you happen to offer free estimates?
Yes.
Okay. Is this family owned and operated or not?
Yes, it
okay.
is.
Okay. Family owned and operated and offer free estimates. All right. And what do you think your customers like about your business?
What do they like about our business?
Yes.
Hard question to answer. What do they like about the, we are reliable.
Mm-hmm.
We're honest and, consistent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you want me to put it here that you provide customer satisfaction?
Yeah, we strive for customer excellence, service excellence.
Okay. Strive for customer, for service excellence. Right. And do you happen to have a mission statement?
To exceed customers' expectations.
Okay. To exceed customers' expectations. Nice. And how about the tagline or slogan?
I have something on the t-shirts that my crew uses.
Yeah, we can use that. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is an appropriate thing. It says, basically, it's, we grow it, we mow it, you just add water.
Okay. We grow it, you mow it, we mow it.
We grow it,
and
we mow it, you just add water.
You just add water. That's actually a nice thought. And yeah, I like it. We grow it, we mow it, you just add water. Okay,
right.
We can use it. All right. And how many years have you been in business?
14.
14 years.
Yeah, we've been in business since 1998.
Hmm.
We incorporated in 2010.
Okay. So let me have it here.
How I advertise that is servicing the area since 1998. That's how I put it.
Okay. So I'll put it here that the business started since 1998. And how many years of experience do you have? Mm-hmm. All right. So that's 26 years of experience, and How many people work with your company?
I would prefer not to say that.
Oh, that's okay. We can leave it. And do you work with residential, commercial, or you do both?
I'd like to do both.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. No worries. We're going to market you as doing both residential and commercial. And please correct me if what we have here is right. So your hours of operation is from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Mondays through Fridays. And on Saturdays, you do by appointments. And you're closed on Sundays.
Right.
All right. And what types of payments do you accept?
We accept cash, credit card, checks.
Okay, we got here cash, credit cards, and checks.
PayPal. All right.
Mm-hmm. So. PayPal.
And Zelle.
Zelle. You don't do Venmo?
I have a lot of problems with Venmo. I mean, I still have an account with them, but we've had a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. We can we cannot include it. So we only have cash, credit cards, checks, PayPal, and Zelle.
You can put Venmo down, sure. Why not?
Okay. So let's just add Venmo. All right. And now that we've gathered your business information right here, Richard, we have two options for you. The first option is we will optimize your business for the best leads from premium destinations and websites like Google, Facebook, and Yelp. These will be included at no additional cost. The second option is we can list your business in up to 100 additional directory listings. So, which option do you prefer?
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have two options here for you. The first option is we will optimize your business for the best leads from premium destinations and websites like Google, Facebook, and Yelp. These will be included at no additional cost. The second option is...
Wait. What would be included at no additional cost?
Optimizing your business from the premium destinations like Google, Facebook,
right.
And Yelp.
I heard all of that, and you said something after that.
Yeah, so after this, the second option is listing your business in up to 100 additional directory listings.
And there's an additional cost for that, no doubt, right?
Yeah, no additional cost for this. No additional cost for both options. But I must warn you with the second option that it might seem appealing and this might increase your visibility, but it can also expose your business to a flood of spam telemarketers. So like listing your business on 100 directories is like putting your phone number in billboards everywhere. You may get a lot of calls, but many will be from the wrong people, including telemarketers and spam.
I gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So I can actually highly suggest on the first option, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead. Let's do that then, the first option.
All right. Right here. Okay, let me just note it for you for the first option. Okay.
You just feel safe with the confidence.
Okay, let me update here one moment.
McAfee Plus, all-in-one protection that goes beyond your devices. It protects you.
All right. Working on the first option. And let's talk about your Google business profile now. I see that your business is located in New York, in Miller Place, New York, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what cities or zip code would you like to target for this one, Richard? And for this one, I would really highly suggest that we could focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes so we can have your Google business profile optimized, and it will also help you a lot getting better ranking on your Google business profile. So can we work on that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So can you please provide me 5 cities or zip codes?
Miller Place.
Mm-hmm.
Mount Sinai.
Mount Sinai?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Fort Jeff Station.
I'm sorry, what is that again?
Fort mm-hmm. Jefferson Station.
Okay, Fort Jefferson Station.
Right.
Okay.
And that's three. Quorum.
Quorum?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And Selden.
Selden.
Selden, S-E-L-D-E-N.
Okay. Okay, I got here. Miller Place, Mount Sinai, Fort Jefferson Station, Quorum, and Selden.
Right.
All right. We have here for you. Okay. And do you know if you have a Google business profile?
I don't know. Google is really a mystery to me. I tried to do it. You know, I filled out some forms and stuff like that, and, you know, some pages and stuff like that. And if somebody Googles my name, it comes up. But I don't know anything beyond that.
Okay. So let me see. Mm-hmm. I'm actually trying to pull up your Google business profile. And yes, you were right. Your Google business profile is actually here on the webpage. It's right mm-hmm. way... Property Service Corporation with the phone number 3252495. Yes. And you don't remember setting up one?
No, I couldn't tell you.
Okay. So I think someone from the company that you mentioned earlier made this. Is that correct?
Well, I just typed in my corporation name, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see. Because we need... Do you remember having access to this Google business profile?
How do you get access to business profile? Tell me and I'll let you know. Because, mm-hmm. like I said, Google is a mystery to me. It asks
mm-hmm.
me...
I understand.
Is this you? And I say yes, and blah, 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 blah. And then, you know... You have to understand, I don't do your line of work. I do something mm-hmm. completely different. This is all
I
free.
Understand.
Now, I see
I got
the Rackman Property Service Corporation, Home Advisor mm-hmm. comes up, okay? That's, Home Advisor is my lead generating company.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a Facebook page. That's my Facebook page. Then it says here, mm-hmm. Rackman Property Service Corporation. That's my website. Then I have Yelp, MapQuest, Nextdoor, Better Business Bureau, you know, BuildZoom. I don't know how would I find out if I have a profile?
Yeah, I'm actually pulling it right now. I tried to search your business name, Right Way Property Service Corporation, and your address, and it's popping up. So, you have here your phone number that is associated to your Google business profile. And let me see. Because we need to have access to your Google business profile so we will be able to optimize it. So this Google business profile, if this is associated to your email address, then you would be able to get into it.
Okay, can you do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll try to walk you through if we can do that, okay? Are you in front of your computer right now, or are you just using your phone?
No, I'm at the computer right now.
Okay. Can we type in business.google.com/location?
All right, business.
Mm-hmm. On the browser.
Yeah, business.
.google.com slash location.
Slash location. Okay. List your business on Yelp, Google.
Business.google.com slash locations. Were you able to get into the page?
It says Google Business Locations page. That's what I want, right?
Yeah. Business.google.com/locations. And when it pops, if your email address is associated to your Google Business profile, it should be seen under the businesses. You should see under the businesses the name of your Google Business profile, which is the Right Way Property Service Corporation. Did you see anything like that?
No, business.
Okay, let me send you a link so it will be easier for you, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm sending it to you right now. Okay, so the email I sent you is called Please Add Us to Your Google Business Profile. So there, go to the option B, How to Add Us as a Google Business Profile Manager. You can tap on the link, that's https://business.google.com/locations, and let us see if your email address is associated to your Google Business Profile. And that will help you in how to get into that account, okay?
I've heard everything you said. I still haven't opened up the email.
Okay.
So let's slow down just a little bit, okay?
Okay, got it.
My computer's just running very fast. I don't know why, but whatever.
It's okay. Let's wait for the email to come through. Okay.
Now, this came through as a text message.
I send it to you as a text message in an email.
Okay, so you sent it as an email.
Mm-hmm. Or if you see it on your text message, you can check if the link that I told you is the correct address that you put on the browser.
Hold on. There we go.
Okay.
Let me go into my iPad and I'll check the text message. For some reason or other, the computer is still not loading up the email list. All right, here we go. Please add us to your business profile at the email. Wow. You don't have the link on the text. You just have I had to come out.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to log back into my account. Now, if you go into Google yourself, google.business.com/ location. Oh, you can't see my email.
If I go to the Google page and when I type in your business name and your address, your Google right. business profile will pop up. So, yes, it does.
Okay,
the Right Place Property Service.
Okay, so does it ask you for a password?
No, it doesn't ask me for a password because I'm looking at it like someone, like a potential client. Okay,
right.
So, or anyone who'd like to look your Google business profile and search. So what we're going to do right here, since you are the business owner, and let's see, since you don't remember anything setting up your account, let's see if the email address that you have right now is associated to your Google business profile, so we will be able to get into your Google business profile itself and work on it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Right,
just tell me whenever.
Yeah, this mail program is not loading up. I don't know why. So I'm going to try it. I'm going to go into Google again.
Okay. You can go to the regular browser and manually type in the business.google.com/location.
Yeah, I'm going to do that again.
Okay.
For some reason or other, all of a sudden my machine is like.
That's okay. We'll try to do what we can do here. Okay. And if ever you don't have any access to it, don't worry. We'll try our best to help you with getting your, claiming your Google business profile.
I should be able to get through this on my iPad, right?
Yes. As long as you'll be able to get into a browser, then you'll be able to get into it. You can try using your iPad.
Yeah, my PC for some reason or other is.
Okay.
Working well. All right. Let me go back into this now.
Okay.
All right.
Don't go to Google page. Go to the regular browser when you type in the business.google.com/location.
Yes. Google.business.com.
Business.google.com/locations. business.google.com/.
What is it telling me? Business.google.com. Is it forward slash or backslash?
/.
Right.
/location.
business.google.com/location. And it's telling me 404. That's an error. The request.
Did you put letter S on locations?
No, I just put location.
Oh, put S on it, please. Locations.
LOBAION.
Locations.
Ta-da! All right, so now it's asking me to sign in, correct?
Yes. Please put in your email address that you think is associated to your Google Business Profile. You should sign in with your email address. Do you have any other email address aside from the right rate of service at yahoo.com?
I do, but I nothing associated with the business.
Okay. So if let's try to get into your into anything that's associated to your business. So maybe the right rate that service at yahoo.com. Let's see if your Google Business Profile is associated to this, okay?
Okay, let me work on this right now, and I put in the password again. All right, now it's saying recovery information. Verify your phone number and email so that Google can help you.
Okay.
Save that, right?
Yeah, okay, so now, you're able...
Yeah. Now it's telling me I'm signed in. All right.
But do you have access to that email?
Yes.
But it's only asking you for verification, right?
Yeah, it's saying it's signed in.
Okay. So let's see if you will be able to sign in. Your Google Business Profile will actually pop under the businesses. So let's see. And if not, it means to say the Google Business Profile is not associated to your email address. So someone must have made it, or there's another email associated to it.
Oh, they have another email here. It says here, rightway.lawnservice@gmail.com.
Oh, you also have that? Okay. Do you have access to that email?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Can you try? Okay, let's also try to check on that email if that is associated to your Google Business Profile. So can you try to log into that, onto the googlebusiness.com/location?
But I'm signed in already. I'm signed
in. Oh, you're signed in already.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. You're signed in already to your rightway service at yahoo.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So under the businesses, tell me what you see.
It says you're signed in. Complete a few suggestions to get the most out of your Google account. And then it has the Right Way Lawn Service email address. And it says add a home address, sign up to get useful tips and updates. You can always manage this information from your Google account.
Oh, so right. Okay. Oh, so when you log into that, it suggested another email that is associated to that email. So I think that is the business email that you have.
Okay.
Let me see. Mm-hmm. So please have it set up. So once you're done setting up your email right now into your iPod, it should route you to the page where you will be able to see any business that is listed under your email address.
Can I ask you something, please?
Yes, yes.
Is it possible I can give you the email when I type in rightway.service@yahoo.com
mm-hmm.
and I put in my password, this comes up. And now you're asking me things I don't know what you're talking about. Is it? Can I give you the password? Can you do this?
Okay, let me see. Rightway.service@yahoo.com. I really apologize, Richard, for the process, but it's really important for us to be able to work on your Google business profile, okay?
Oh,
anyways,
don't,
let me see.
Well, I want you to. I want you to 100%. But this is,
yes.
This is still my realm of expertise. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I understand. It's okay. Let me see what I can help you. So you want us to be the one to get into your Google business profile, correct?
Correct.
So
yes.
It's okay for you to provide your password?
Okay, yes. It's here right now. You ready?
Okay, let me see. You have it here. Password. Okay, I will have my team on it. Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. The Google password is Rich P with a capital R. So it's capital R-I-C-H-P 5753.
Okay. So that's Rich T 5753. Capital R-I-C-H and then letter T?
No. R-I-C-H-P as in Papa.
Oh, okay. Papa. Is it a lowercase? The letter P is a lowercase?
Correct.
Okay. 5753. All right. Mm-hmm. So this is what we're going to do, Richard. I'm going to tell you what we're going to do here. Okay. So you would know. You have provided me your email address, the right way, that's service@yahoo.com. So my team who works on the Google business profile will check if the Google business profile that you have is associated to this email address. Okay. And if in any case that your Google business profile is not associated to this email address that you provided me, what we're going to do is we will claim your Google business profile. Okay.
Great.
If there is really no way that we can get into your Google business profile, if we really can't check any access to your Google business profile, so we will begin the process of claiming your Google business profile. Okay? So this is actually like a timely process, but it is needed for us to optimize your Google business profile. Please give us a couple of weeks and keep in communication with us. Google might call you for this one, Richard, to verify that you are the owner and your association with us. Okay?
Okay.
And we might need to send out a Google PIN verification through your regular mail. You will receive an email and calls from us following up for the PIN code. So if we do send one out, please check your email, your mail regularly and keep in contact with us. You can call, email, or send us an SMS with a code as soon as you have received it. This is a very important step in the optimization process. So that is what we're going to do. If the email is not associated, if your email is luckily associated to the Google business profile, then it's very quick. We will be able to add this as a manager. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And also to get your Google business profile verified, Google needs some information to proceed further. So I am going to send you an email titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. So can you please provide us with pictures of the following as soon as possible? your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, your business registration, your invoice, and workplace, right? So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, okay?
Okay. You're going to send me an email requesting those documents?
Yes. Yes. It will be convenient for you.
Okay.
All right. And also, Richard, one of the newest features that we have is to create weekly occurring posts on behalf of your business. Well, posts are a great way to get attention and real estate in Google, as well as improving your optimization. You will be able to preview, edit, or delete these scheduled posts anytime in your client dashboard. So would you like to opt into this program with no additional cost?
Sure.
All right. Sounds good. This is actually highly recommended, and it can help you a lot. So let's talk about your Yelp now. Do you already have a Yelp page?
Yes.
Okay. So if your Yelp page is already live, we advise for you to continue to manage it so you do not lose any content or placement. Or if you would like for us to optimize your Yelp page, we will need you to add us as an admin. Would you like us to optimize your page?
Yes.
All right. So I will be sending you an email. Okay, I will send you an email for the instructions. So you will be able to add us as an admin, and we can optimize your Yelp page, okay?
Okay.
All right. Got it here. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Do you have a business Facebook page?
Yes.
All right. Sounds good. So do you have access to your Facebook business page?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you grant us admin access so we can optimize
it? Just let me, I have a personal business, personal page on Facebook, and then I have linked a business page.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was referring,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm going to ask, only for the business page, not for your personal Facebook.
Okay, now how do I get you that?
Okay, so I will be sending you an email and a text message with a special link to grant us access to your Facebook business page. Just click the link and follow the easy steps. It should not take you more than 1 to 2 minutes. So once added, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information, so please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let me have it here. Facebook page. And I see that you have Facebook ads as a product in your package with us, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So would you like to send specific images to use in your ads?
Okay, sure.
Okay, sounds good. So let me note it here that you will be sending images for your Facebook ad. Okay, and what call to action do you want for your ad campaign right here, Richard? You have 3 options, and you can choose one, whichever you think would work best for you. Okay, so we have Facebook form fill, we have calls, and we do have Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad, and the information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, so we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. And these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. And if you select calls, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click to call you directly from your Facebook ad. So the number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook ads tab. But unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. And the last option that we have is the Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook Messenger, Richard, you have to ensure that you have downloaded the Messenger app. This is a great way to get your responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through your Facebook ad. So the messages will come automatically to your Messenger app, which will be a great way to ensure that you never miss out on any business or service requests. But you have to reply to these messages within 24 hours per Facebook's policy. So what do you think would work best for you?
I think the Messenger would work best for me.
All right. Messenger is actually the best option.